We're back. Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio, 25 August, 2017. Thanks for your contributions, Renee. Dave, in Nevada, before we bring you up, I want to share with y'all just a few words. And the words, very simply, are from myself. You're not what you think. And you're not what you say. But you are what you do. Think about that. You're not what you think. You're not what you say. But you are what you do. Remember, techno-slavery will be the third installment for this short trilogy. Communitarianism, first things first, Varkon, communitarianism, techno-slavery. What is a technology? What is slavery? Language itself is a technology. But here are those words. This is from Nikki Rapana in her book entitled The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. In 1847, the London Communist League, would be led by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, used Hegel's theory of the dialectic to back up its economic theory of communism. Now in the 21st century, Hegelian Marxist thinking affects our entire social and political structure. The Hegelian dialectic is the framework for guiding our thoughts and actions into conflicts that lead us to predetermined solutions. If we do not understand how the Hegelian dialectic shapes our perceptions of the world, then we cannot know how we are helping to implement the vision. When we remain locked into dialectical thinking, then we cannot be out of the box. Hegel's dialectic is the tool that manipulates us into a frenzied circular pattern of thought and action. Every time that we fight for or defend against an ideology, we are playing a necessary role in Marx and Engels' grand design to advance humanity into a dictatorship of the proletariat. The synthetic Hegelian quote-unquote solution to all these conflicts can't be introduced unless we all take a side that will advance the agenda. So pick a side, any side. Now the Hegelian dialectic is at work. The Marxist global agenda is moving along at breakneck speed. The only way to completely stop the privacy invasions, expanding domestic police powers, land grabs, insane wars against inanimate objects and transient verbs, covert actions, and outright assaults on individual liberty is to step outside the dialectic. This releases us from the limitations of controlled and guided thought. Dave in Nevada, welcome.
Hey, Lark, how you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. First of all, how are you feeling these days after your... I remember you had that kind of accident, but I'm wondering if you're 100% now, or what's going on with that?
No, I'm 100% physically. I'm just bored a lot. There was, you know, I wish there was, I keep my mind engaged, but I'd like to get my body more engaged out in the real world and mix it up.
Right.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just doing the same, just working and watching everything kind of just fall to pieces right before my eyes. You cover a lot of stuff there, but what I guess I wanted to talk about is, first of all, is, you know, these, these protests that are going on, you know, around the country, there are two groups of people that are getting mad at each other, and the media is blaming one group only and saying that they're constantly the agitators or the violent ones, but why doesn't the media ever cover the fact that it's actually the government that's sanctioning the removal of these monuments to begin with? Is that not even an issue that comes up at all, or is it just, am I stupid?
Well, with all due respect, I don't watch TV. I don't like reacting to their narrative, because that's just not me. It's constantly reacting to somebody else that's that's purposely poking and prodding you and egging you on, which they these big media companies certainly are. I mean, these are CIA run operations, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree. It's completely this. I think television on in general is CIA.
Well, I mean, these people that are full of self-importance and they get paid all this money and stuff like that. I mean, I don't have the time of day to engage these people at all. And I frankly dislike them intensely.
Right. I don't watch it very much either. But I just wanted to point out this real the really interesting fact. But you're talking about I forgot who the author was with regards to communitarianism in the 1850s. I don't know how many people know this yet, but I'm sure people, at least some people, know that Abraham Lincoln was basically, and this goes back to this monument thing because it's a reference back to the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln was basically a communist.
Of course he was, because he was Jewish. You know,
go ahead.
The, you know, rabbis like Harry Watton and Stephen Wise, many Jewish people have said that the essential tenets of communism are in fact Judaism. That's why I'm so ashamed when people tell me that they are Christians today. You know, they go to these churches, and then I find out who founded the church. What are they preaching today? I go on their websites. See, I've been interested in religion for, you know, all my life, and particularly because I was not allowed to go to church when I was growing up. It was only until I was 15 years old that my parents relented to even go to a church with a friend or a social event or a service. And so, naturally, I was curious about what I was forbidden. And I have to tell you that... as far as I'm concerned, the Protestant sects and denominations and the Catholic Church, too, has been penetrated, infiltrated, and corrupted. And so, I mean, I was asking questions in the 70s. You know, I was once married to a Christian girl.
Uh-huh.
And... I just didn't understand that how people could say they were a Christian and do the things that they did. So,
yeah.
I didn't think that they were serious anyway.
Yeah, well, it was a very gradual process, mostly done during the 20th century, and then, boom, the results, the manifestations start coming out in the 60s and the 70s. But... yes, especially the Catholic Church had to be infiltrated by the communists. That was like their first necessary step. It was absolutely necessary to take over the Catholic Church. That is an absolute fact. And the result of that was the Second Vatican Council in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah, you had a coup. You had a coup d'état in 1958.
Right.
World War II Pope was, he had a hand-picked successor in mind, and all the cardinals knew it, and most of them were for him. And, well, all you have to do is just go to a website called The Pope in Red.
Yes, that site is excellent. If anybody actually wants to know what happened to the Catholic Church, it's probably the most accurate, it's the most accurate site I've ever seen about the history of the Catholic Church in the 20th century. That's, if, of course, if you want to actually find out the truth about it. A lot of people, they just, I don't care about the Catholic Church, so they won't read about it. But back to what I was saying, Abraham Lincoln hated black people and he was a racist. And it took letters, persuasion from Karl Marx to persuade Abraham Lincoln to emancipate the slaves, because he really didn't want to. But Karl Marx,
It was a tactic of war.
Yeah, and so, but Karl Marx had a greater objective in mind. It's not like he actually liked black people either. His actual objective was the 14th Amendment. And so he said, look, Abraham, we're going to do it this way so we get our real goal, the ultimate goal. And you don't have to worry about, the slaves part, because everyone's going to be a slave. And yep. That's how we got to where we are today. But America's basically, it's a communist. It's been communist for a long time. It's just that all of the different movements that have latched on to American, it's hard for people to recognize, because it's communism done American style. It's not the exact same way as they did it in Russia and China. They had to use different means and agencies and this and that, and they had to wrap it up into a red and white flag. And so people find it very hard to recognize. Go ahead.
The truth is they had to rebrand capitalism and communism. And fascism, for that matter. It was rebranded, and for a reason, because when you look at strict definitions for communism, as put forward by people like Marx and Engels and Proudhon, and then Lenin, and then Trotsky and Stalin, etc., they wanted to do away with religion altogether. But see, communitarians embrace religion. You know, witness the interfaith dialogues. Witness the phenomenon of Tikkun Olam and all these faith-based initiatives and so forth and so on. They embrace religion because it keeps the people properly divided and conquered. And then, too, as opposed to communism, communism doesn't seek to do away with capitalism. That's nonsense, because capitalism spawned communism. What, are they going to do away with the goose that laid the golden egg? I don't think so.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, capitalism and communism are both Jewish constructs. That's all there is to it.
Right, because when capitalism starts breaking down, when the credit markets start breaking down like they are right now, people actually start demanding communism, like communistic ideals and economic equality and things like that.
You've got a long tradition of socialism in this country. It always begins because people are demanding something that they can't somehow attain for themselves. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a capitalist, if you're a free enterpriser, or you're a landholder, whether you're a guy that just has a house with a couple acres and a garden and a milk cow. It doesn't matter if you're a factory worker in the city or if you own a factory. You know, people always want more and more and more. And so they demand it of their government. The bottom line, though, is, Dave, is what we're living in is a caste system. It's a caste system. Plato discussed it. You know, he spoke of the noble lie, which maintained the caste system. And we've had economists and bright people over time describe similar types of caste systems. The communists had theirs. You know, it was the intelligentsia at the top, then the bureaucracy, the firewall, that would be the nomenclatura, and you had your middle class and your small landowners, that would be the kulaks and or the bourgeoisie, and then you had the landless peasants, the wage slaves, the proletariats. Well, see, in a corporatist system, which is the capitalist system, you have the corporation. And the corporation is the preferred business model for both schools of thought, capitalism and communism.
Right.
You've got the board of directors. Above them, you've got the shareholders or the stakeholders using communitarian parlance today. And then below the shareholders, then the board of directors, you have management. Then you have labor. It's a caste system. And so people are divided and conquered because in a corporation, people very often do not know what the left hand and the right hand are doing because they're compartmentalized. The truth is that with the corporate structure, you know, for in a capitalist system, quote unquote, you know, we live under martial law rule. Everybody, just like in the military, is on a need-to-know basis. It's very easy to pull off a cyber crime like 9/11 when people are compartmentalized and everybody's tethered to a keyboard and a monitor and a smart device. It's very easy to roll this out when the entire world is a slave to their devices and the technology of the day, because it brings forward this vision of communitarianism, nothing more than a synthesis, a rebranding of capitalism and communism. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just, it's interesting what the individual does once they discover what that system is, and to weave your way through it or to work your way around it is the question. Because I don't see actual, I don't see groups or movements of people actually being able to figure this out in a large number. It's only a few individuals that discovered or figure it out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What the individual does at that point is what's in question, or what they need to do at that point. So that's my question.
No, you've got it. I mean, think of that abridged quote that I've provided in the past, which is written on those two article entries I mentioned. That quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn: the first step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we. One word of truth outweighs the world. And then I actually provide a link to a novel that was written in the 20s. It was entitled We, W-E. And if any of you all would like to type in that word, it's your favorite online encyclopedia, or even if you actually have an encyclopedia in print form, the name of that book is entitled We, W-E. And that book, science fiction novel, inspired Aldous Huxley, George Orwell, Kurt Vonnegut, any number of science fiction writers after the fact, even Ayn Rand. We'll be back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep.
Okay.
Welcome back. You're listening to the sound of paint dry, ladies and gentlemen. This is Larkin, Texas, filling in for Chris Hinckley on today's installment of Road Warrior Radio. Dave, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm not sure. What's that?
Would you like to conclude, make some concluding remarks so that we can move
no,
on?
No, I don't have any conclusion. I don't know what to do at this point. I can't. It's very difficult to draw a conclusion. Because once you're on their land, you're in their jurisdiction, and you can try to run and hide from it, or you can try to extricate yourself from it. But at the end of the day, you still end up having to use, everyone still has to use a Federal Reserve note. There's no getting around it. I mean, unless you want to be like completely in the woods.
But there is at least a blueprint that we can. There's at least a blueprint that I think any man or woman can lay out for themselves, so that they can determine how they want to live their life, how they want to shape their destiny. And again, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself: are you a part of the problem, or are you part of the solution? And remember, you're not what you think, you're not what you say, but you are what you do. Let me share this with you. Communitarians specialize in presenting storylines consistent with irreality, which means that communitarians do lie as a matter or consequence of indoctrination or of administrative policy. Consider this, too. The biggest problem in the world is the you, capital Y-O-O, of which there are three principal types, to wit, the EWESUs, the YEWSUs, and the capital Y-O-U-U's. All Y-O-O-S-U's are communitarians. Because most Americans today are communitarians, the first question to ask yourself is which sort of a you, remember, capital Y-O-O, are you? Are you a U-E-W-E, a bleeding female sheep regularly milked and sheared before finally being led to slaughter? Are you a J-E-W of a people part, some say a separate species altogether, pronounced you, Y-E-W, like a Mexican pronounces the word yob, as in job? Or are you just a plain old you, capital Y-O-U, you? That's the vaunted good corporate citizen. So we have to at least frame our lives in the context of the new reality of a system which is a system of systems in an environment of an environment overlaid upon a community of communities. Read those two articles. That word environment does not mean what most folks think that word means. Nor do they think this word community means what it means. Liberal has been redefined. Rights has been redefined. Conservative has been redefined. At the end of the day, at what point must we ask ourselves, are we a slave to language? Are we a slave to this thing called the Hegelian dialectic? Is it an external phenomenon? Or is it also an internal phenomenon? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, all very heady stuff. But I think the use of the word community, I don't actually think there's an actual, my feeling is there's not an actual definition for community. It's there's no meaning to what community is when they use it. It's like the word.
But then when you say that, you need to become familiar with what's called meme warfare. Anyway, do you hear the
sure.
music?
Yeah,
you're
I do.
Right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
The good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance.
Okay, we're back once more. You're listening to the sound of paint drying, ladies and gentlemen. Lark here, filling in for Chris. Remember, Dave, the influence of the so-called social sciences that Chris has been referencing of late. They've had quite the influence. And then there's this word called socioeconomics. Now, that's actually a communitarian parlance said to be a new word that was coined by Amitai Etzioni and Mikhail Gorbachev. So if you'd like to hang on the line here, let's join with Murr in Wisconsin. How are you, Murr?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Honey, you're so good, you can smell the paint dry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, Lord, peels right off of the hair. Huh?
Peels right off of the air, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a lovely scent. It's a natural tempera, and and the linseed. So it smells good, like, you know, a beautiful work of art drying. But I wanted to say, we are spirits first and foremost. There is no we, of course, and all of these religious constructs or for control. My big cat here wants to write something with a pen. Not now, Froddy. But they include medicine and education and all of these words you're talking about, and they require our belief. They require our participation. And like you said, no we, so there's no changing anyone else. We can only love them and treat them like we want to be treated. And in fact, that's what this whole era is about. People want to throw Christ out with the Christianity bathwater. whole era is about his killers versus those that would attempt to follow his example. And we're all following his example to some extent if we're not, you know, out there killing the babies and eating them. I mean, because it can get really bad.
If people would simply adhere to the golden rule, they would realize that everything that we encounter in this life is both a student and a pupil. It bears this out.
Yes, a teacher.
A child in a sandbox. You can learn from a child who hasn't even learned to talk.
Oh yeah.
That's in a sandbox. Just like the child can learn from you.
Guess what? It turns out reverse speech. The children speak reverse speech first. It's been recorded. You know, this is a real thing. David Oates came across it by accident, and the military, the government, stole it right away and have been using it ever since. And, of course, we know of the famous Yes, We Can Obama crew saying, Yes, we can, and it equaled, Thank you, Satan. So we've made it through all this. I think we have a little breathing room here with Trump, and we can work on it. But the main thing is to get your sea legs under each one of us, you know? Come from your own spirit, your own heart. And like you say, the golden rule, all the other laws and prophets are hung on them. And these that would do reflexive law and communitarian law, they're doing it from a very dark place, whether they realize it or not. You know, we're all subjugated, as Dave was saying, to the Jewsery Mammoni. But guess what? If you cut out Talmud stream media altogether, and I can say this now from many years of doing so, you have less desire to spend the Jewsery money, too, you know?
I agree with that.
It goes hand in hand, and I think that's one thing here Trump is going after the fake news and the media, and, oh, look, they turn off their cameras if they don't want to film whatever he was saying, right? But by rolling back that, the media, and pointing it out, because a president has all kind of power. He's like, you know, the new daddy in town, you know, because of patriotic system. So everyone kind of looks, whether or not they're talking, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, he's stupid, blah, blah, blah. No, God put him there, okay? God's in control, okay? So I look at
the Talmud stream media as like a bad stage production with bad acting, with several court jesters and court fools.
It's way worse than that. The psychological conditioning has been so cranked up that you can go in knowing it's wrong, but you'll side with them. You're going to side with their pedophilia. Okay?
I don't want to react to it. That's why I ignore it.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. People need to stop consuming it. Starve the beast. That's what they have the money for, to have the worldwide propaganda. And another thing, too, and I'll put some links in the chat room, in Chris's chat room here, Road Warrior, roadwarriorradio.chatango.com. But they have this in the Library of Congress, and, of course, the Jews destroy all the libraries. They take out what they think they need, and then as they destroy civilization or get civilization to the whites, especially, to fight each other off, then they have to wait till they raise up another, you know, over 3,000 years, another group of Goyim to be able to work the magic with the stuff they've stashed away, you know, like was done on 9/11. I mean, there was definitely steering of hurricanes and directed energy weapons, and, you know, they want to argue about the bombs and this and that. But what I was going to say was that Christ was white. Now, doesn't that explain it to everyone, why they hate whites and are trying to wipe them out? I mean, South Africa, only 3 years ago, they started with the statue thing there over the Cecil Rhodes. I mean, that was the era that was being protected, okay? We go in these giant stair steps of, okay, this is the normal plateau we're on now. And then we fall back or get knocked back down to some other plateau. And people really need to read, I know you talk about this too, Jews Caused the Civil War. Put it in your search engine, look it up. It's 12 parts, very good. And you can see how this sent out from you know, all directions, China and Mexico, just like now, trying to get world stuff picked up. You know, they have to keep the fear going, the fear going, the fear going. What's the opposite of that? It's love.
Well, I'd say they were behind the American Revolution in league with their Freemason Shabbat Goy.
Oh, yes, every war, every war. You think parasites are going to give up somewhere? No, they're just hidden tyranny. They're not going to quit for one empire. They're always there. I mean, you can find it in Acts 23 where there's 40 Jews made a curse and fasted that they were going to kill Paul, you know, but his nephew overheard, and so they were alerted, and he had a big guard and was not killed, you know, at that time.
Well,
I mean, sure,
I'll tell you something. We've got about 15 minutes left in the broadcast, and I promised the listeners at the top of the first hour that I'd cover the nine words.
Okay, I'll get off.
If y'all want to stay on the line, I'll just fly through those, and then you can both provide commentary. If anyone else wants to call in, remember 800-313-9443. Remember, too, okay, that I've asked all of y'all to take a look at these two pieces entitled Communitarianism, First Things First, and then read Lark on Communitarianism. Just type it in any search engine and ask if this is relevant to your life, yes or no. But I want to cover something called the nine words, if I can pull it up here, because everybody can develop a blueprint for how they escape from slave speak, as it's been called, and I think justifiably so, and what we call, or what I call, communitarian code speak. Remember, this is very much like George Orwell, Orwellian newspeak and doublethink, communitarian code speak. Well, let me see if I can find it here. Now, this is just my own blueprint. I've decided I could come up with nine words, and these nine words, if I stay focused on them, I could at least have a blueprint for how I want to live my own life. And you can do the same thing, and you can use it as a blueprint. I'll try to get it posted in the chat room. I've spoke about it before. But it begins with understanding just nine words, and I begin with what I call the C words, the three C's. This will tell you if you're part of the problem or the solution. Are you compliant? Are you complacent? Are you complicit? Usually, if you're one, you're all three. Remember, that word complacent has two spelling and two meanings. Complacent, C-O-M-P-L-A-I-S-A-N-T, means that you're the go-along, the get-along type. You're eager to please, as opposed to that word complacent, which is, in effect, intellectual lethargy. The three C's. Are you part of the problem, or are you part of the solution? Next three more words. Counter-economics. Look it up. It's a hyphenated word. The libertarian term, counter-economics. It is all peaceful human action which is forbidden by the state. Then there's that word autarky, but with two spellings, A-U-T-A-R-C-H-Y. Autarky, or autarkism. It's implied self-ownership, self-governance, and self-rule. Who owns your mind? Who owns your body? Who are you answerable to? And then autarky, A-U-T-A-R-K-Y. This is self-sufficiency, working within a closed but malleable supply chain loop, as you'll soon see why. And then finally, these three words. Law, well-being-ness, econo-me. When it comes to law, I decided the law was so convoluted and so confusing that I had to have my own law that I could understand. Understanding that law cannot be made by me, myself, and I alone. And that word is counteract. Counteract, because contained therein are the words con, count, act, react, but especially contact and contract. A contract is like a compact or a covenant. A contract is a relationship. All law, it doesn't matter what kind of law, scientific law, universal law, natural law, admiralty law, law of the land, law of the sea, maritime law, I don't care, equity law, can all be distilled to one word, counteract. Then that word, well-being, and I call it well-beingness, which is not actually a word, but I consider that it is the condition of well-being. We have to determine, we have to discern what it is that these words well and be and being mean. Being comes from is, am, are. I am. You are. What is a well? A man was considered wealthy at one time if he had access to a well or if he considered that he owned a well because he had access to potable water. It connects to that word wellness, health, healthfulness, well-beingness. And finally, that word economy. You can look the word up to begin. Just like I suggested you all look up that word capital. Today in English language dictionaries, you have the communist definitions for economy as well as the capitalist definitions for what is capital. But when we consider well-being and economy, we have to look at the definitions for these things. Economy. It's the efficient and ergonomic management of one's own household. What is your household? But that which resides inside your own skin, first and foremost. Secondarily, it's a place you hang your hat at night. But it has everything to do with how you conduct your affairs, your daily honey-do list, your activities. When it comes to economy, take a piece of paper and divide it. Write the word economy at the top. Draw a line down the middle, vertically. On the left, write the word resources or sources. And on the right of that line, write activities or actions. This is what you will do to secure needful resources first, those which are, by definition, of necessity, food, water. Only you can make this list. And then things which are merely born of desire, second. Well-being, the same thing. You divide it between needs, first, and wants, second. This is what determines your well-being. So anyway, I'll post this. This is just something that you can teach an eighth grader, an eight-year-old. But unfortunately, what we as Americans have lost is what it means to be independent. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We understand that no man is an island. We are a social creature by nature. But are we independent, dependent, codependent, or interdependent in our dealings? And we'll have final remarks from our callers here on the line and myself after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back for our final segment on today's Road Warrior Radio. And so, would either of y'all have some concluding remarks in about a minute or less before we tidy up the show with a bow? Murr, how about yourself?
Do I go first?
Sure. I'm going to let Dave have a last word here. Go ahead, please.
Well, complacent, C-L-A-I-S-A-N-T, that type of complacent is to please. That's in there, and I'll put some more links. But I also added from Dr. Truat about his visit to the Holy Land, okay? And people really need to read this. It's like a visit there. And you'll see they don't go back far enough to give Christ the credit, because what happened was after he ascended, the Holy Spirit came down, okay? Simon Magus tried to buy that. And from him is where the Christian religion really started, and the Catholic Church, okay? He's the one that's buried. His skull and crossbones, on 322 A.D., were buried in the Holy Sepulchre. Not so holy. But the garden tomb, you will see, has a giant stone way up on the mountain. It got rolled away. Okay, so there's more truth than we know. I mean, what will be said of our era in the future? Huh? Was it a lie? Was it all a lie? You know?
When the story is told on America, who will write the script, and
right.
what will be contained in the afterword.
Here's
your
the
thoughts.
Can I just
please.
Say spirit? Give more time to spirit. We do all this with physical and the five senses. Give more time to spirit. You'll find you're not such a social animal as you think.
Amen to that. Go ahead, Dave. Thank you, Mer. You still with us, Dave? Oh, he dropped off. Okay. Well, thanks for both of your contributions today, Dave and Mer. I would suggest that y'all investigate what is the difference between a valid and an invalid contract? What is the difference between an honorable and a dishonorable contract? And probably just as important and most important of all is what is the difference between a public and a private contract? Now, when you go back to Plato and res publica, how res publica was defined, you have to ask yourself if really the title of that thing called Plato's Republic shouldn't have been politeia. Because what he was describing was a regimented state with a caste system that was, its chief characteristic was what he termed the noble lie. And politeia, that goes to that word police, does it not? Does it not go to that word policy? And as I've said before, when you hear these talking heads on these Sunday talk shows banding about words that are familiar and unfamiliar with you, perhaps we should be cognizant of what seemingly innocuous sounding words really mean. They are actually discussing communitarian policy. And with that, I'll bid you farewell, and I want to thank Chris Hinckley for allowing me to stand in for him today. Stay tuned to RBN.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.